This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
I'm Dave Detman, also known as Dr. Gadget. I've got a new podcast called The Big Idea. And every week, I talk to inventors and visionaries who made it big in their respective industries. We'll tackle weekly trending tech, provide inside tips for your success, and go deep dives on the latest and greatest innovations. And I know you're going to love this part. I'll also have plenty of free giveaways. Who doesn't love free stuff? So listen to and follow The Big Idea with me, Dr. Gadget, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast One, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this episode of CarCast is brought to you by JB Weld. And you can get JB Weld at jbweld.com or Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart, AutoZone. You get it everywhere you get stuff. Proudly made in the U.S. of A. What are we talking about in this show?
A little Trans Am update. We're going to talk about Aston Martin that took a long dart, kind of a crash years ago down at Laguna Seca, since we're on the topic of Laguna Seca.
Yeah, and a Lamborghini Super Trofeo. Yeah,
and I drove the Jag in an Aston Martin Vantage.
Oh, all that's coming. First, there's Geico. Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent. Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. I chose the gentleman to get it on. And welcome to CarCast. Matt Carroll. It's Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea, over there.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Yeah, things have been busy and getting, man, April's going to be full of events. There's Grand Prix of Long Beach. There's now the Trans Am race, which is official. The press release went out. And it turns out there's a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be able to go to all of them. So it is called CarCast, after all.
It'll be good.
I got a email from Patrick Dempsey yesterday just asking how the doc is going with Gurney.
Gurney, yeah.
And I just sent him back an email saying going good, although God's honest is I've been running around doing so much shit, I haven't really kept up on it, but I asked him who's coming out to Long Beach or maybe Laguna Seca for the Trans Am thing or whatever, so we'll see.
You told him you were going to run Trans Am?
Yeah, I told him to run Trans Am, and if he's around, you know, say hi, but I mainly suspect might be more Long Beach with him. I don't know how into Indy he is. I don't think it's his bag, but there's a lot of good stuff going on that weekend.
But you know, he goes because one of the early CarCast interviews we did with him, he was just there. Maybe he was even on one of the press days, but he wasn't in the pro celebrity race, and he was just, you know, he was just down there, I think, as a fan.
Yeah, well, I would assume if he's, you know, not in Budapest, you know, making a movie or something, he'll
Doesn't
come out.
Does he have a TV series in Italy?
He's
doing a show.
There's
in
too
Italy.
Many shows. Yeah. There's too many networks. There's too many platforms. I have no idea. And what I've learned not to do anymore is to go, what happened to that guy? That guy hasn't worked in 10 years. It's like, he's been on a series.
No, he's constantly working. Yeah,
he's on the Ring Doorbell Network, and he's had, been going on a fifth season.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's wildly popular.
But you used to know who was on TV and who wasn't on TV.
Yeah.
It was when I was growing up, it was like Dukes of Hazzard, Love Boat, Three's Company. You knew everyone who was on TV.
Yeah.
And then there was like local news guys and national news guys. Now, I would have no idea if Patrick Dempsey was on a series on one of these many platforms or not.
Yeah. It's funny because you think of shows like, you know, like Dukes of Hazzard and like Dynasty and stuff like that back in the day, and you go, yeah, those guys did that show, and you know, and they did a couple movies you never really seen from, you know, heard from them again, did whatever. But you're like, yeah, but you don't know how difficult it was to be on TV back then. Like, there was not that much inventory. There wasn't a lot of shows. Like,
right.
If you're on a hit show, if you're on Dukes of Hazzard, you're on Miami Vice, like, you're some of the biggest stars in the country at the time.
Right.
You know, like, it's huge. If you're JR.
Oh, my God.
A Dallas or whatever. Like, you know, he's the biggest guy on TV at that point, right?
Yeah, well, we're living in a time where the MyPillow guy's a much more recognizable face than most celebrities on Hulu.
Yeah.
Or even Netflix or something. It's kind of weird. But all right. It is what it is. Okay, so you went, we got some Trans Am stuff to talk about. You also drove the Aston Martin Vantage.
I drove the new Aston Martin Vantage and the Jaguar F-Type.
V8 Vantage?
So I drove the V8 Vantage.
I will say this. Aston Martin traditionally in the more modern sports car era, as previously discussed on this show, has not kept pace with your Ford GTs and some of your, you know, Porsche GT3s and, you know, some of the Ferraris that were popping up now. But if you got a V8 Vantage with a 6-speed in it in, like, I don't know, 2007 or 8 or something, you're doing pretty good. Those things held their value pretty well.
They are, and they were fun cars. They didn't have, you know, a ton of horsepower, but, you know, the new cars have the AMG V8s, the twin-turbo AMG V8s.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is bringing up the new V12 Vantage that was just announced today, so we'll get to that in a second. But the V8 Vantage is, I don't know, 503 horsepower, turbo engine.
Like a 4.4 or something?
It might, yeah, 4... I think it is. It's.
I'll go 4.4. Yeah. I don't know why. It's never a 4.6 for some reason.
It would be smaller. It might be 4.
Oh, might be a 4. Yeah, yeah, with the twin turbo.
Yeah. But you're right. Not 4.6. 4.4, maybe 4.4 liter. You know, it's good power. It runs great. They've refined it over the years. The technology is getting better. The partnership with AMG. It's, you know, and you realize, like, it's just a lovely car to drive. And when the Vantage came out, it had this big mouth on the front.
Mm-hmm.
But now it has the optional nose. It looks more like the traditional, you know, veined front end, like on the front of your DB9.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, and you're like, it's just a pretty car. It runs really, really nicely. You know, but we're also starting to think about, you know, the V12 Vantage, which was announced today. Crazy horsepower, almost 700 horsepower. It's like 690 horsepower.
Must be turbo.
Turbo 12, 555 pound feet of torque at like 1800 RPM. It's just, it's a beast. It'll do 0-60 in 3.4 seconds. It'll hit 200 miles an hour. It's got all this great aero on it. And it's not to say that the future EVs and the hybrids won't be faster. Ferrari's got this new one out. It's a V6 hybrid. It's fast as hell. It's, everyone's going to say it's the best Ferrari that's been out. It's this new Ferrari V6 hybrid.
Really?
And
who's making that V6 engine?
The Ferrari. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's, it's all new for them. And it's kind of unique. I think it's a 100 degree. Maybe it's 100 something degree. It's all kind of special.
The angle.
Yes.
It's not a 60 or 90. I'm yeah. trying to think. What are most V8s? Are they 60 or 90?
Yeah, yeah.
60.
I think so.
Yeah, 90.
Or, yeah.
Come on, you should know.
Yeah, I know. I should know. And now I've been getting in all these notes on the new cars. I'm like, oh, but I remember the V6 being special.
What's a small block Chevy? Is it 60 degree or 90 degree on the
V? I don't know how I don't know that right now.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then look up the new Ferrari, because I think it's 100 something.
100 just means wider. Like, so what's 180? Flat?
Mm-hmm.
That's that configuration?
Maybe it's 120, this V6?
Uh-huh. 180 is flat. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 180 flat.
Yeah.
90
would be a
60-60.
A right angle.
I got 60 or 90 on my V8. I don't know what... Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
So the point is this new technology that's going to come out is going to be, you know, the performance is going to be there. We expect it with all the, you know, the supercar and the high performance brands and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're kind of counting down the years to be able to get like a turbo V8 or a V12, Vantage V12 or a V12 Ferrari, the Lamborghinis. Mm-hmm. You know, even in the SUVs, the Jaguar F-Pace that I drove, the SVR, you know, it's a 550 horsepower SUV. Mm-hmm. Aston Martin is doing it. They, you know, with the DBX, you know, mm-hmm. the DBX 707, I believe, is the highest horsepower SUV, 707 horsepower SUV. I was like, they're swinging for the fences while they can because they won't be allowed to do this anymore. And it's not that we won't be driving EVs and hybrids kind of on a daily basis. But, yeah, for those who can afford it, it's nice to open the garage and go, I drive my new, you know, hybrid whatever, the Lightning or the Tesla. But you do have a V8 Vantage there,
mm-hmm.
you know, or the, you know, the Jaguar, you know, F-Type.
Yeah, maybe that'll V8. Be the new hybrid. I mean, maybe the new hybrid will be... I have a plug-in electric vehicle, and then I got this V8 or V12 twin-turbo,
yeah.
you know, full gas combustion hot rod that's parked next to it. You know?
Why wouldn't we're talking about the hybrid vehicles, the hybrid collection, anybody that's got more than one car at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the two parents or whatever. It kind of feels like maybe you've got, you know, the Tesla, the Leaf, the Mustang Mach-E, the Hyundai Ioniq 5, and also maybe the hot sports car or the Escalade, mm-hmm. right? Like, you got to go to Palm Springs, mm-hmm. you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it made me think that I forgot. I don't know if we have this, Chris. You can check the archives, but what's the degree on a small block Chevy?
90. 90.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I was just blank.
Ask me how many degrees of L series straight four is.
Straight four?
I know it. So remember we were doing that winter speed days thing out in Laguna Seca a million years ago?
Yeah.
And I was out there with the Newman's turbo V6 car, probably 90 degrees, and having some fun laps. And there's a V8 Vantage race car in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
That at the corkscrew got off and slid down and turned over.
Yeah.
But it was this weird thing where it slid down the corkscrew, the left side.
And he hit
the
tires?
Slid down, hit the hay bales or the tires or whatever, and just literally popped over.
Yeah. And he was he upside down or he stuck on his side?
I think he went upside down.
I think he went
down.
Upside down because I think we saw the car and it was a little, the roof was.
Yeah, I may have even had it in my race footage. But then also, wasn't there another V8 Vantage? Remember the story of the woman who was racing at Laguna Seca, and her throttle stuck or something at the corkscrew coming up the hill and just went right over the top. Do you remember that?
I remember the story. I remember hearing about it. I don't.
There's yeah. footage of it. You remember seeing that?
No, I don't remember seeing the footage.
Two things for Chris to look at, but there was a, I think it was a V8 Vantage. It went the corkscrew. Maybe it was a Porsche. I feel like it was an Aston Martin. It's a female driver, Laguna Seca, corkscrew crash or something. And she was coming up that back hill, and the, I guess the throttle stuck, and she just went, just launched. It's right over the corkscrew.
When she landed, did the throttle unstick?
I don't know. I think she was fine, but it was pretty dramatic.
And I would imagine.
I think that may have been a V8 Vantage as well.
So, all right. Well, if you're going to collect one, probably don't get that one, but they're still good cars. I like them a lot. The Ferrari, by the way, 120 degree V6. And the reason why is they're flattening out the engine because they're putting turbos in the middle, in the valley of the engine, uh-huh. right? And that's where we're going to because it's much more compact. You get it right there off the head. They're not the first ones to do this, but I think that's what Ferrari's leaning into. They're having a lot of, you know, I guess the performance numbers on this new car is going to be impressive. Let me see what they're calling the car. I don't remember what they're
even. And when's that coming out?
I think it's just out now. I think they're just starting to, like, I don't know if it's available now, supply chain issues and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's the 296, the 296 GTB.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when it's being delivered, but I guess it's being in, it's popping up because I guess maybe there's, that's getting tested or press cars or something
mm-hmm.
is happening.
I've been also seeing commercials for the new Cadillac EV. And
the Lyric. SUV?
Is it the SUV? I feel like the commercial I was seeing wasn't an SUV, but I thought it was more of a coupe, but who knows? I can't remember, but they're taking orders.
So, yeah, they're starting to take orders, but I think the orders start in May. I think they're probably running the ads to start the orders in May.
Chris, you find that footage?
No, not yet.
Am I now? See, again, I don't know how the internet works, but I do know how my mind works. I do remember this crash. I do remember it was a female driver because a guy would have pushed a clutch in. No, I do remember it was a female driver. I do remember it was during a race at Laguna Seca.
Like how long ago?
It's about 7 years ago. Okay. And I do remember some dramatic footage of her just getting the throttle stuck and just going right over the top. So, you know, you go up that back hill, V8 Vantage, probably doing 130 miles an hour. Yeah. Maybe 135.
I'm seeing one of Sheena Monk in a Lamborghini Super Trofeo.
Oh, Super Trofeo. Yeah, it was weird.
That could be.
Yeah, that
could be. So there's no pushing in the clutch there, big guy.
Yeah, I would have found that clutch. I would have, you know, done what Vin Diesel would have double clutch and granny shift or something.
Granny shift, yeah. Actually, I think on the
Super Trofeo. Yeah, so here's how my mind works. In my mind, it was a race car that was not as common, like not a Porsche style race car or a Mustang or something like that. It was a Super Trofeo. Yeah, it was in a Super Trofeo race.
I don't know how it was. The racing cars are set up, but I think in the Lamborghinis, if you pull both paddles at the same time, it'll put it in neutral.
I would have done that.
Yeah, you would have done that.
Or pulled the chute or
something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. I mean, yeah. She hit that barrier at full speed and launched 10 feet into the air and tumbled like it was. She must have throttle stuck, must have turned in a little bit on the corkscrew and then just launched. It's crazy.
Yeah, I guess if you're thinking about it, if you're trying to get off the throttle and onto the brakes, and if the throttle is basically still slammed and you were hitting the brakes, now it's going to get really, you know, agitated.
Is that like 7 years ago, Chris, my mind?
2018.
Oh, it wasn't that long ago. It was only like 4 years ago.
I mean, maybe there's more than one.
No. It was a Super Trofeo race.
Oh, there it is. There she is. Oh, just straight through. I see.
She basically turned in a little bit. Must have been weird for the guy who was trying to make the turn. Like, she's never going to make this.
Yeah, now you see it from this angle. That's full on straight into the tire barrier. That's a painful hit.
Yes.
I thought, you know, kind of got sideways and then kind of hit the front of the car. But that's like full blast into the, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess that's the brunt of your harnesses and your, like, a front-end collision is probably the best as far as harnesses and the Hans device and the whole thing. But that's a hard hit.
I think she was okay, as I recall. Thank God she caught some of those tires. But yeah, that was the stuck throttle at the top of. So I think about that on occasion.
Yeah, well, as you go back to Laguna Seca in 5 weeks or whatever.
The Trans Am car is a clutch. So
yeah.
You could use the clutch.
Yeah, you could use the clutch.
Double clutch, granny shift it.
Yeah, you could try that. It's sequential.
I still don't really know half the stuff Vin Diesel says on that. But it makes sense somewhere. But it is.
Well, he got banned from the circuit for life, that guy. His dad banned.
Is there talk of another Fast and Furious?
They're doing 10.
Oh, they are.
They're going to wrap it up with 10. Now, I say one more in 10, but now I hear 10 is going to be a two-part, part one and part two. So it's going to be, I don't know, 6 hours long. It's going to be like the godfather of heist movies.
Wow.
So we're going to get a 10A and a 10B.
Mm. All right. Well, we got that.
So Vin Diesel's been very vocal. Like, he wants to bring back everybody. So he's been, I don't know if trolling is the right word, but he's been publicly putting messages on Instagram going, hey, Rock, we need you. We need the family. We need the family. We need you in this movie.
Well, it's all about family.
And The Rock's like, yeah, stop bugging me.
Well, The Rock has 7,000 projects going at any given moment.
That's just in the entertainment space. Plus,
right.
He's got beverage companies and sports franchises.
I just walked into...
He's everywhere.
I don't know when's the last time you went to the Dick's Sporting Goods in Kansas City, but...
I have not. Not in a minute.
It's been over a month?
It's been over a month, yeah.
I was in the Dick's Sporting Goods in Kansas City 4 days ago,
Welcome
5 days
back,
ago.
Welcome back, Adam. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah. It was freezing in Kansas City, and I just walked from the hotel. I was just walking around, saw the Dick's, and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy me some gloves and a beanie. And I did. But, yes. Hold on.
No, these guys aren't talking to us. They're talking to themselves.
I'm seeing some hands moving around over there. All right. So I go into, don't go all Nancy Pelosi with the hands.
With the hands. Well, if you do, Ryan. Shut the light in there so we can't see you.
So I go into the Dick's and by the escalators, a huge display, you know, big banner, posters, The Rock. He's working out. He's got his Under Armour gloves.
Yeah.
And his tees and his, he's got everything.
Project Rock.
Yeah.
With Under Armour. Yeah, he's everywhere.
It's crazy.
And that's just another one of the things that he's doing. He's a machine.
You can't escape him. He's ubiquitous. All right. So do we have a Trans Am press release? Anything on that V8 Vantage rolling over Max Zapata?
No, I don't have anything on that.
There wasn't like a story about like what happened, maybe.
No. It was just would have been in-car footage, I think, from my car, as I recall. Would have been winter speed days.
Oh, not the girl, the other V8 fan. Right.
Yeah, it's like, what, 2013 or something?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Okay, yeah, I'm scrubbing through some of the footage. I haven't seen anything yet. But
sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, just for Trans Am, you know, the press release went out officially announcing, you know, your comeback, your great comeback.
That's right.
With Showtime Motorsports to race Trans Am at Laguna Seca. And it's going to be an exciting. It's going to be a good weekend. I love the vintage cars that are there. I think the weather's going to be good. You won't have to wear a mask. You know, there's tickets available. I think if you go to... I don't have the links in front of me, but if you go to gotransam.com, probably can find the event schedule. And when you go there, there's like a 2022 season, and this would be like West Coast Championships. So if you click on West Coast Championship and you see the schedule, Laguna Seca is the race. And I think it's, you know, I think it's going to be fun. I think before maybe the week or so before, we'll have Ken, and he's the team owner, who's you know, helping us out putting this together. We'll get into it a little bit more, a little recap on what to expect with the car and how it's set up, and maybe you can ask him, and we can get into this a little bit more about it. I feel like Chris Dyson, as nice as he is, was maybe a little holding back a little bit, holding back on when you should adjust that sway bar in midway through the race.
He didn't want to give away too much.
He's like, he still wants to win. He's still out there going against you.
I remember like it was yesterday when I was talking. I was doing the Celebrity Grand Prix, maybe for the third time. I think it was the first time I won the race. And I was talking, I've told you guys this before, but I was getting some tips from Tanner and some of the other racers about, you know, here's what to do, you know, pass here, there's rubber on the track, the drifters were there the day before, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got some,
that was Tanner,
some pro tips, you know?
Yeah.
And then we're sitting around, you know, like walking through the children's hospital or something a couple days before the race. And, Hill was the guy's name, a gentleman of color. I can't think of his name.
I think his
last name was Hill.
Yes. No,
he came in second. I don't know what he's working on now.
Hill Harper. Yeah, he's great. A bunch of TV shows.
Is he doing a bunch of TV shows?
Yeah, he's always been on TV. Fantastic.
Who knew?
Yeah. You know? For probably 20 years,
I want to know what Hill Harper's been working on, too.
I want to say I think he's on The Good Doctor, and before that, he was on, like, CSI New York or
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were walking around the children's hospital or something, and he was like, this is my first year. Any tips? You've done it a few times. Yeah, and right. I was like, yeah, all right. I've seen your lap times, like your qualifying times or whatever. You're kind of a mid-pack kind of guy. And I was like, I think I could give you a couple tips. Mm-hmm. And so I did. I shared my race tips with him. And I don't know, with two laps left to go, I was leading the race and, you know, coming out of turn, I don't know, six or something, and felt a nudge, you know, someone hit me, tapped me a little bit, got me, you know, just a little loose, and was Hill Harper.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, shouldn't have done that.
Or were you proud in that moment? Were you proud in that moment?
I was like, I gave this guy a bunch of tips, and now he's up my ass.
Yeah.
So
now, I don't remember if it was Vassar or Unser that one of the races you went out. And he's like, you're like, how do I get around this turn? Everyone's going real fast. He's like, yeah, when you hit this cone, you start braking. And at the time, he said something like, third cone.
That was Jimmy Vassar,
right?
And then, Jimmy Vassar was like, when you're at the end of shoreline, do not brake at the first brake zone or the second brake zone. Get all the way down to the 100-foot mark, and then you start braking. And I was like, okay. I think I like flat spotted one tire and went off.
Locked it up and slid.
Went like into the runoff zone. And then like I got back and I was like, I don't think it's possible to start braking then. And like the turn, he's like, yeah, I was probably wrong about that.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
He's like, yeah, I meant the second cone, not the first. You should never do that. You're never going to make the turn.
You got to break earlier.
All right, well, now I know that. Now that I slid off the track in a ball of smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, oops, my bad.
All right.
So that's how you give advice.
Next
time.
All right. Well, Chris can keep scrubbing, looking for that. We should have. And I know we didn't archive that well back in the day, but we should have had that somewhere because we did we looked at it on CarCast for sure, Chris, back in the day.
I'm not seeing it in any of the in-car footage.
And I did go past it and see it. And I think if I had in-car footage like on my front spoiler going forward as I turned into the corkscrew, you could see that guy.
I remember seeing it there.
Down at the bottom.
Yeah, I remember seeing it there.
All right, let me tell you about JB Weld, world's strongest bond, the brand DIYers and pros have trusted for over 50 years. Use their epoxies, super glues, putty sticks, wraps for projects, big and small. They got it all. Practically any surface, metal, wood, plastic, glass, ceramics. Keep it in your kitchen drawer, toolbox with your craft supplies, or, you know, the garage, like I do. Also, they're the proud owner of Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. If you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner, well, they got you covered. We use JB Weld all the time over here, and now they make everything. You know, back in the day, they made JB Weld, and you'd use it to fix your muffler. Now they make every adhesive. It's available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And it's made in the U.S. of A. All right, so what else is going on in your world?
You know, I mentioned the Aston Martin, but I was also driving the Jaguar, the F-Type. You know, it's been revised a little bit over the years. It's always a really good-looking sports car, right? It's got like, that Aston Martin look. That's Ian Callum, his design influence, you know, from leaving from the DB9 when he was at Aston, going to Jag. And I think, again, this is another car company where they're going, hey, we're going to have to go electric, so let's just go out with a bang with, you know, for a few more years. Mm-hmm. So the F-Type, they're for 2023, they're dropping the V6 engines and any four-cylinder, anything completely. They're going, just V8. You have the 5-liter supercharged V8. You can get it in 444 horsepower trim or 575 horsepower trim.
It's interesting that Jag is staying with the supercharger.
You know, that's a... Some of that technology is a carryover from the Ford days, but it's a fun engine to drive. It's got a lot of low-end torque. Excuse me. It sounds good. The exhaust note is crazy. They put that engine in the F-Type. They got it in the F-Pace SVR. They got it in the Range Rover Sport SVR. Like any of their real high-performance models, they just run with that engine. And I like it. It's fun. It's interesting going from the Aston Martin turbo V8 to the Jag supercharged V8, both sports cars. You know, the Jag I drove was the convertible, but they were much closer than they used to be. You think it kind of looks and everything, they're very close, but very different driving dynamics. The Aston Martin was very easy to drive, and in its Sport Plus mode, it definitely becomes aggressive and fun. The Jag is kind of in a Sport Plus mode all the time. It has its normal mode, but the normal mode is pretty aggressive, and then the dynamic mode, it breaks the tires loose at every stoplight. It's fun. It's a British muscle car.
I would argue that for those who insist on getting the Aston Martin in like black on black, and then you get the Jag in one of their cool, I'll just call it Laguna Blue or whatever that blue is or whatever that is. You're going to turn more heads in the Jag than you are in the Aston Martin. It's like you squint, that you kind of confuse the two cars sometimes. But I think people always tell people, don't get the Aston Martin with the black on black. It'll just kind of fade. The lines kind of go away.
It's such a pretty car, you'd be hiding the car.
Right. Yeah. And get it in yellow. No. No. But get the Jag in pick a cool color, but yeah, you're hiding the lines when you go with black. Like too many people go with black.
Both cars that were delivered to me were red. The Aston was red, and the Jag were red.
Nice.
And the Jag being convertible was red with the tan top, but black interior and red stitching. Only the top was tan. It wasn't the tan.
Oh, it was convertible. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're
2013 Aston Martin rolled behind me. Didn't get any footage.
Yeah, there's
weird.
A red flag, and then the video cuts off.
Oh,
somebody had the footage. Yeah,
somebody had the footage.
Yeah, maybe somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somehow a while ago, we got footage. I think we got footage or saw somebody's footage and watched it here in the studio. Because I remember seeing the car tilted up there when we were talking about it. But I guess it wasn't you. Hey, you were in front. That's a good thing.
He was probably lapping me.
Yeah.
No, I think Chris can look, but I think I passed that guy. I'm not sure if I passed him or not, but I feel like for some reason I had my mind. I was getting around the track a little quicker in my mind. Maybe that's just, you know, these things are all just these feelings of, did you see it and capture it as you were going around the track, like looking down at the guy, or did you see footage? But you and I are pretty sure we saw footage.
Because I am recalling the footage and seeing that car, like, I don't know, like upside down or like leaned against the tires on the left from someone's footage.
Well, I'll
from
tell
someone's
you,
in car.
I'll tell you how I remember. When we saw the footage or collected the footage somehow, they red flagged it, so I just pulled off the track.
According to the footage, that's what happened.
So did I pass that guy earlier?
I didn't. It happened behind you, and then it was a red flag, and then you were taken off the track, and it cut off.
So. No, but I'm.
If you scroll back in the footage,
yeah, I'm not asking if I passed him.
Did two laps earlier? Did he pass?
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't go back.
It happened in the last lap of the footage, so there's no. I mean, I could show it to you guys. I don't know what you.
I'm asking if I passed the guy earlier.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah, if you rewind the footage to lap 3 of lap 10, did Adam pass him sometime during the race?
Lap 8, if he was, seven or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you say you recalled seeing.
I recalled seeing some footage and then somebody saying to us, don't show that to anybody. I kind of remember that.
Yeah, so I didn't bring this up, but I was thinking about it at the beginning of the conversation is oftentimes, like, we will be there and we'll see cars wrecked. Maybe we'll grab photos, but it's kind of a thing. Like, you don't post it without permission. I just feel like it's kind of shaming the guy, unless it's Richard Rawlings and he hits the wall during the drag race when we did in Detroit. That's different. And we post that everywhere. So this is the car.
This is the only shot.
I see.
So it's a white guy. Yeah, white car.
White car.
Behind me. Yeah. I must have. Maybe just came
onto
the track.
I mean, this is an
edited
video, so we'd have to, like, look at the raw.
Oh, right.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're not crazy.
Yeah. It's a good looking car, though. I like the Aston Martin so much.
It's the softest you could ever roll over as well. Like, it just slid down, hit a thing, and popped over. So we must have seen the footage and just kind of.
Yeah. Much different than the Super Trofeo. That was violent. That was very violent.
That
popped up and danced around.
Violent. All right. Well, let's see. Let's get some plugs going here. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. I'm going to be in Indianapolis at Helium Comedy Club May 6th and 7th, and then Huntington Beach, we're doing Sea Legs May 20th. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all that, and you can pre-order my book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, and that's coming out July 19th. Let's get that on Amazon. What do you got, Motorator?
Like I said, I've been driving the car, so I'll post up more photos and stuff on my social media. Just follow me at Motorator.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, GEICO can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They are all covered with GEICO. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use GEICO mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance. so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
This February on Pluto TV, we're putting the spotlight on iconic black talent. Watch your favorite movies like Top 5, 48 Hours, and More Than a Game. And drop in to binge black TV classics like The Bernie Mac Show and Moesha. Pluto TV has hundreds of channels and thousands more movies and TV shows all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.